Another podcast, son. Jamaica style.
Jamaica style, man.
Yeah, man.
Oi. So right now, we are in the grill. Spent the day walking on the beach, chilling, yep. Relaxing, whatever, swimming in the water. Not so much swimming in the water, I guess, just...
chilling out, man. Long day is relaxation.
Yeah. It's been a long day. Actually, the day seemed long because of all the sun.
It's really good, but I'll let everybody know because the first podcast we tried to do was a colossal disaster. You might get bits and pieces of it, but...
This is part
two. We showed up a couple of days ago in Montego Bay. I rented a car.
Yeah.
Tell a story. You got to wait for an hour for the car rental because... No, it's total gridlock, man.
No computer system, you know?
No computers, old school style. Took them paper. A long time.
A pencil and paper, you know?
A lot of paperwork to get done. She ran my credit card 10 times. It's probably maxed out now.
Oh, man.
And finally get in the car. Then I realized my fucking TomTom doesn't work.
It still didn't work though, right? Like
no GPS. Like,
you can't down. No GPS in the TomTom.
I gotta download Jamaica into the fucking thing, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I'm retarded, right? And so get into the car. We're driving. We're like, which way to Hip Street? Because I know that's where our hotel is supposed to be.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand. You know.
Okay. So we jump in the fucking car and it's already completely scary because I gotta change all my mirrors everywhere I look. Everything is fucking different. Everything's
the signals.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a right hand turn. The fucking wipers.
Turning the wipers on and washing the windscreen.
Oh my,
that was hilarious though. It's like, okay, we gotta turn right here. Jay, no, not the windscreen. No. What are you washing the windscreen? What are you washing the windshield for?
Needless to say, we got lost in about fucking 10 seconds flat. With no maps, no address.
You go straight, right? You reach the turnabout. When you reach the turnabout, you make a right-hand turn, you go straight.
Stay to the right.
Yeah, you stay to the right, you go straight.
You understand?
We end up down like some like industrial road.
No one in Jamaica can say, you understand me? Like, you say it with such authority.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, like, I understand you.
Better, I better make sure I understand.
Concerned not to understand you. Like, I completely don't understand a word you're saying. I speak Canadian. The fuck is going on? You understand me? Yes, sir. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, sir. Very serious. I take you very seriously. But we made it. We got lost, and we were about to make a turn, and then
it was right
I'm trying
in front
to
of
turn
us.
Around, and then they're like, oh, that's Toby's right there. That's where we're staying.
Yeah. You found it. It was easy.
Now, the chick on the plane, we're taking the plane there, and I'd booked already one night at Toby's.
Yeah.
To stay there. It's a hotel. And the chick on the plane, the flight attendant, she's like, where are you guys staying? So I told her, we're staying at... I didn't even tell her.
You didn't even tell her.
She's like, oh my God, okay,
if you're not staying at a resort, when you ride to Jamaica, yeah.
Don't stay at Toby's. Like, what the fuck?
And that's exactly where we were
that's
staying.
That's exactly where we were staying. It's already paid for, so there's no backing out.
Yeah.
But then we got there, and it was perfectly fine.
And the food was the food there was delicious. If anyone is deciding to come to Jamaica, if you're going to fly into Montego Bay...
And you're not going to do an all-inclusive because you're not a pussy.
Yeah. Stay at Toby's. Seriously, it's pretty good. There's... when you're on TripAdvisor or if whatever you're checking, check out Toby's and check out Wexford. And if anyone decides to stay at the Wexford, let us know how it is. Wexford seems to be like right on the
It's a lot closer.
Right nearby the beach, so Toby's just like around the corner from the beach.
We walked there.
But it's still good though. Yeah, it was still good.
Still all right. Good times.
Yeah, people there were really nice too at Toby's. Good place, clean rooms, big rooms, air conditioning.
We went out to Margaret. We went out to the beach. We went out to Doctor's Cay Beach. Got to pay $5 to get onto the beach. We
crazy.
Went to the beach. We had a Jamaican guy to harass me in the ocean. So I bought some weed off him. And
that was part one of this part whatever podcast.
Holy fuck.
Jay was in another zone. Listen,
I don't have any that problems was a Jamaican with marijuana, experience. But fuck.
That was a Jamaican fucking, experience.
I hit that joint like a fat kid hits a fucking chocolate cake. Holy shit. I was higher than a motherfucker.
Oh, man. Smoke weed every day.
So crazy. But good times had by all.
Yeah, definitely.
Margaritaville, had a good time there. Bought a bottle because that's how we do things. We're popping bottles all over the place.
It's actually works out to be cheaper. So if you come to Jamaica, you go to a bar. If you know you're going to spend like the night out at a place, do like your pre-drinks as you do back in Canada or wherever you're from. Do your pre-drinking thing at your hotel. Actually, you know what? There's something actually I learned on this trip is when you're at the airport and you have the duty-free, buy your alcohol there at the duty-free. Bring it with you to whatever hotel you're staying at, and that way you can make your own drinks at the hotel. Bring like
we picked these up little 3 40s of vodka for like $60.
It's so much cheaper. Just so do like your pre-drinking at your hotel, if you're on a budget, and then when you go out to the clubs, buy yourself a bottle because it's cheaper to buy a bottle. We bought
a bottle at Margaritaville. It was $65 for 26er.
Yeah, and it was a good time. It lasted us the entire night. If not, like, we actually rushed it. If anything, we could have brought it home.
We met a girl here. She decided to buy us 3 shots. And she bought 3 shots of vodka. And the 3 shots of vodka is $20. So you might as well just buy the bottle. So
yeah.
$65. Is,
you save a lot of money.
A lot of money.
So, just, when you go to, if you go to, anyways, this is the deal, you know? You hear? Yeah, you hear?
You understand me?
You understand me?
You understand me when you come to Montego Bay, start.
You just buy a bottle.
You buy the bottle.
And you save yourself tons of money. So much money, make my dick hard.
My dick get hard when I save that much money. So oh then the very next day, after a night of getting completely obliterated, we jump in the car in the morning, we pack up, we leave Toby's. We drive to Negril. It's 80 kilometers.
Yeah, we did a good time though. We did an hour or so.
Like an hour
and 10 minutes.
Yeah, an hour kind of like thing. 10. Like,
but I mean like if you, I think next time.
Had I driven it before, Might be able to do it faster.
Yeah, it'd be like an hour. Hmm. Like dead on an hour. Maybe not even.
So it's not a bad drive, but driving on the opposite side of the road, like
it's experience, man.
With this fucking driving with the steering wheel all crazy and shit.
You drove so close to the curb a couple times. Like you know for a fact we almost went to that ditch.
Oh, I know.
Like,
but
you know, like
I had to hit the ditch. It was either the ditch or we're going a head-on collision. So I had to make my pick.
But you know, though, like, that was like...
I know, though.
It wasn't 6 inches. It was more like an inch of space. Like, we were almost in the ditch.
I know. Listen. Did we hit the ditch? We didn't hit the ditch. No, I'm a fucking professional. I'm a goddamn professional driver. I do my thing. I do my thing when I'm on the road.
We were so close to ramming in that ditch, man. It was so crazy.
Listen, I'm a professional driver, man. You understand me?
Right? No. You understand?
Listen, I make,
no joke.
I make it to where I need to get to.
No joke.
I had a couple close calls, but it's hard to see. Like, I was trying to pass a guy on a bicycle, but then I was on a turn, and then another car was coming. And then I was like, holy fuck, like, I don't want to kill this kid on the bike. But I also don't want to go into the ditch.
That was so close.
But
man.
I'm like, I'm definitely not getting in a head-on collision, so I'll take the ditch before I fucking take a head-on. So I'm like, I'll go right.
Yeah,
I'm going to go.
Right.
My whole thing was like, I'm going to go. I'm like driving like this. And I know I have to.
That was so close,
like,
man.
So like, I had to move, but I had to make my whole turn like right like this.
Into the ditch, yeah.
Into the ditch, but.
So close.
Listen, I'm a professional driver. You understand?
You understand me? You hear me?
What's my favorite thing in Jamaica? You understand? Of course I understand.
You're not here.
But other than that, there was.
It was
like,
an easy drive. It was
like nothing.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a piece of cake. I do that shit in my sleep.
The one thing though, like, make sure you make the drive in the daytime.
Yeah. Only drive during the day. Fucking, yeah. There's no need to go anywhere. Like, don't drive anywhere at nighttime. There's
You get taxis and they're super cheap. If you have to, don't. If you ever come, it's not like $5 a person. It's $5, $10, $20 per ride total.
Listen, when you come not to Jamaica, you just call my boy Pommy.
Call Pommy.
You tell me you're gonna go to Jamaica. Send me an email. Send me a message on whatever, and I'll give you Pommy's number. He'll pick you up. Or I'll go or get my other boy fucking, I don't know what his name is.
Robin? I can't remember.
No, Notorious B.I.G. fucking late. And give him a call. He'll pick you up right at the airport, apparently.
Yeah.
And take you right back to Negro. But it's a good experience so far. And then we made it here. We had a bunch of drinks. We ate some good food. Had
really
some
lobster, good food.
Had some fucking curry jerk chicken.
One thing to look out for is like all the places that you stop to along the beach, they'll say that this is the best whatever it is that you're gonna eat, the best. And to be honest with you, it usually is the best.
Everything is the best.
It gets better and better as you go on. I mean, you can eat at one restaurant and be like, no, this is the best jerk chicken you've ever had in your life. It's like along all the beach, this is the best. And you'll go there, you'll eat it, you'll go to the next spot, you'll get hungry again. And they'll say the exact same thing. Like, this is the best jerk chicken you'll ever have in your life. I appreciate it so much. And like,
Jordan! I appreciate this chicken so much.
So good.
I just don't know how to appreciate the chicken. They make it with that jerk. I don't know who the fucking jerk is, but it's a fucking jerk and it's so good. I don't know how to appreciate it.
It's an inside joke, everybody. Everybody's on the other side, but listen to the Jordan podcast about fucking drugs and you'll understand.
I appreciate the jerk chicken so much.
Yeah, you gotta listen to that the Jordan podcast. It's just so hilarious.
Everybody, pick up your download game. Start downloading everything.
Yeah, you Come got on. Your financial game right. You got time to make some podcasts.
I hope some. Right. I hope a lot of people decided to go get their fucking financial shit together.
I hope so too, man. It's ridiculous. Tax time's right on the corner. And Trevor, I wish you all the best. I will be speaking with you very, very soon about getting my vacation money right. Because right now I'm on vacation, everybody, and it had to do with my own savings. Now, if I would have talked to Trevor, I'd probably have even more savings. I'd be doing this for a little bit longer time.
You just built a plan for it. Like, here's the thing that a lot of people don't know. Like, people ask me about this stuff, but literally, like, I sit down with... He's my brother.
Yeah.
And I sit down with him, and I'm like, okay, Trevor, this is my situation. I give him my fucking statements from my bank. I'm like, this is exactly what money I have. This is what I have in my RSPs. This is what I have in my tax-free savings account. And we sit down, and he's like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And, like, for a lot of his clients, they, like, want to, like, they want to make their a home purchase, or they want to, like, you know, they want to retire at 50 years old or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, but I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. I have short-term goals. Like, I'm like, I want to, like, take a bunch of money, fucking get it in, and I want to be done by June. I want to be able, by June or July, I want to be able to go to Brazil. And on my trip for Brazil, I'll buy my ticket in advance, but I want to have, like, $4,000 or $5,000 to have saved.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, I've given my budget. Like, this is what I want. Like, excluding my plane ticket there and back, like, for me to go there or whatever, like, this is exactly how much money I think that I'll probably need. So I'm like, okay, I need like $4,000 or $5,000 to go to Brazil, Argentina, and Peru.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, fine. And so he's like, okay, well, if you really want $4,000 or $5,000, then you gotta fucking definitely figure out a way to get your cell phone bill lower.
Yeah.
You have to do this. You have to stop going out after work and shit. And if you really want it, then all you have
you can get it.
You can get it, but also at the same time, it's like 100% realistic. It's like, you make, let's say, $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
If you want to do that in like 4 or 5 months' time,
you have to make
then
sacrifices,
you
got to
be able
man.
To put away, if you want $4,000 and you only have 4 or 5 months to do it, you got to put away like
$1,000 a month. Yeah, exactly.
So he's like, you know, if you're going to be putting away $1,000 a month, then this is how you're going to do it. And then as soon as you're ready to go, it's like, we'll get your money and
Yeah.
But that's a short-term savings goal that I have. But I also have long-term investments with him that I do as well. But for my short-term stuff, that's how come I have the ability to travel, because I can.
People always ask,
just
man.
Just go, like.
How can you travel so much, Jason? It's because you have your money game right with Trevor.
Get shit together, man.
Trevor is honestly, he's a good resource for information. He'll take his time, answer your questions. If he doesn't have the answer at the point in time, he'll look and find it for you. He'll connect you to the people that need to give you the answer.
He literally, like, has
but
been.
But he's there to help. He really is there to help.
For such a long time. Like,
he has been. It's crazy.
When I hope he doesn't mind me telling this story, but I don't give a shit. Like, when we were, like, young kids and we, like, played video games.
Yeah.
Video games were, like, a huge thing because, whatever, the fucking TV was our goddamn babysitter.
Yeah.
But, like, we'd be playing games and, like, early, like, Nintendo and shit, like, before people kept stats, like, before everything was, like, kept inside of the game.
Yeah.
Like, he would fucking sit there and, like, crunch out numbers, like, okay, you got 2 assists with this guy, like, literally, like, write out who's on your hockey team, like, you got fucking team miscellany with this guy. And we could write out all their names in a booklet.
Yeah.
If you scored a goal, like, if I was playing him one-on-one.
Yeah.
And I scored a goal against him, he'd, like, record the goal, record the assists, calculate the points. Like, you play him, like, 80 times, and he's like, okay, fucking, like, this guy scores, like, 700 fucking goals. Like,
yeah.
You know, this is the, even back then, it was like, why do you even fucking bother counting all these numbers? Like, what the fuck is the point about it? But he's always been into it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So I'm glad that he's found something that he likes to do and that he's actually really good at. So if the people out there, you fucking, don't cry to me. Honestly, don't cry to me and tell me, Jason, I can't believe you get to go on vacation for, I don't know, 3 months of the year. How can you afford to do that? I wish I could do the same thing. You can do the same thing, dummy.
You
just got to, everybody's situation is completely different. If you got kids, work, whatever.
Totally.
But
I understand it.
All you have to do, whatever your goal is, your goal can be achieved financially. And that is the key. Like, my goal is to travel. So I tell them what I need and I get to achieve my goal by traveling. Yeah. If your goal is to fucking be able to buy a house, your goal is to get out of credit card debt, or get out of any, whatever situation you're in, then you can make a plan to get yourself there. But you need to start. Everybody needs to start. You understand me?
That's the one thing, actually, Trevor, that even, like, off the podcast, even told me. He's like, you know what, man, the first thing you have to do, and I have to say, James, you've already started it, but the first thing that people always don't do is start. That's the first thing you have to do, is just start. No matter what it is, just make sure you start doing what it is that you need to do.
I gotta take a piss, so keep on talking to yourself, but talk to them.
Alright, so Jay has gone inside, and it's just me right now. I'm manhandling this podcast. Usually I'm the quiet one who doesn't really say much, and no real commentary on anything. Well, I have commentary, but you know, I'm sort of like the co-host, so it's like a supportive role. Anyways, I'm going off into a tangent here. But yeah, man, for me, I have to say, when you come to Jamaica, man, it really definitely is a good time. Obviously, you want to be safe. You know, if you go to an all-inclusive, I still have to say that if you go to all-inclusive, make sure you get off the all-inclusive and check out some of the bars here in Jamaica. Whether it's Montego Bay, you can check out Margaritaville, which is owned by Jimmy Buffett and all his franchises. If you decide to go on Negril, there's a place called American Pie. There's a place called The Rooftop. And they're local bars, but the thing is, when you go to these local bars, man, you don't have to worry about feeling like you're out of place at all. And I mean, I may be saying this because, you know, my background is Jamaican. You know, I'm black, whatever, but, like, even, like, when we went there, there's a lot of white folk there, so come on out, enjoy the place, no one bothers you, it's a good time, it really is a good time. American Pie, whatever else, it's just, I don't know, it's a good time, man, just come to Jamaica and come visit it, and I have to say that, since I've been here, and since I've, I've just been here, like, seriously, since I've just been here, and there's something about it. Just talking with the people, it just makes me feel as though, like, more complete. I don't know. I'm getting deep.
Holy shit.
But, you know, something about, like, when you listen to your parents and tell you about stories when you're younger and stuff, whatever else. Like, no matter where your parents are from, if your parents are from Oshawa, your parents grew up in Oshawa. But if you go back to these places where your parents grew up, and say if you went to the same bars that they went to, and they told you these crazy stories about, like, oh, I went to this place called
Scrub-a-dub.
And you go to the same place, and you sort of, you feel a little bit more connected to, like, your parents and understand them.
And your dad told you, make sure you go to Pelican.
Yeah, straight up. Dad, I have to say, thank you. Dad, I know you won't listen to this. Because you don't know how to access the internet.
Is it because I swear too much?
No, he doesn't know. My dad doesn't know.
Is your dad okay with swearing?
My dad doesn't even know how to access the internet. What are you talking about?
I know
about?
He doesn't know how to access, but if you were to listen and he hears me, like,
cursing?
Like, holy shit. He's going to be like, I don't want to hear it. I can't even believe my son is associated with this dumb nigga. Excuse me.
I don't know if my dad would really care. I'm sure he was young once and he understands.
But, I know your dad done told you, go to Scrub-a-dub.
Scrub-a-dub. Actually, but yeah, Dad, thanks for recommending. Anyone else listen to this podcast when you come out to Jamaica and you come to Montego Bay? Toby's is totally fine. The food is really delicious. But when you come to Montego Bay, make sure you hit up the hip strip. And the reason why I say thank you, Dad, because my dad said, you know what, as soon as you get off the plane, you need something to eat, you know, settle down inside your hotel. You want to get some food outside of the hotel?
You go to the Pelican.
Go check out Pelican. I'm sure.
Been there for 100 years.
It's 100 years, man.
You understand?
But it's a good way to break into the Jamaican food. You know, if you don't want like something like too spicy or whatever, but else, but it's good service, good people, good food, delicious, and I think there's a Pelican. I think like an age in every like sort of like major tourist city. So Pelican, call the Pelican. Check it out. First thing you order, jerk chicken. You have an abundance of food when you get it.
James.
And it's delicious.
I hate to break the news to you. Our listeners ain't going to Jamaica.
No, our listeners aren't going to Jamaica?
They ain't going.
I'm sure some of these listeners will be going to Jamaica. You kidding me?
Nah, I doubt it.
You don't think they're brave enough?
Nah, not to do it the way we're doing it.
Yeah, you know what? All inclusive, I understand. You know, you want to be safe. Actually, no, I don't know why you even say it's safe. There's nothing about being safe.
As my brother would say, there's a ridiculous cost to safety.
Yeah.
And the cost for safety by going to an all-inclusive is you stay on your resort and you are safe.
Boring.
You do everything there. But let me tell you this. You don't get to see any part of Jamaica.
You don't get to experience it.
So you might as well rent a fucking room. And it'll be cheaper.
And they're really nice. Really nice.
You got really nice. We're sitting on a balcony right now.
We're on the beach. You probably can't see that because it's a little bit tan.
No.
And I don't know how I'm going to connect this in with the podcast.
We're not, but I was going to take video of you and maybe thinking you could maybe use something about your sound. That's all that. Now listen to me.
Listen,
you understand me?
But no, but seriously,
we're on the beach right now.
We're on the beach.
It's $120 a night. We got fucking 3-4 people up in this joint.
Now you think about how you pay. I know. I you know what? I get it. I've done all inclusive once, one time. I get it. But like sometimes you have to stay off of the one time resort place. You
pay so much cheaper,
and you meet more people. I think that who are like legit. Like, you know, from the island and they hook you up, sure. You know?
But at the same, there's good things and there's bad things. There's pros and cons to everything. And there's clearly cons. Like, there's not that much shit going on at our hotel. Like, when it's downtime.
It's pretty relaxed, yeah.
Like, just chill out. Like, yeah. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But when you're on a resort, you know, they always got shit going on. And there's a whole bunch of people that are excited to go and do whatever the activity is.
Yeah.
So it's good for that. But at the same time, you can come down there. You can do whatever you want to do. Do your own thing.
And you can walk. You can watch.
That's good.
Yo.
Yo.
What time are we going to the club? Hey, we met your boy tonight, eh?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Was it Barry? No, not Barry.
Not Larry. That was the dude.
Barry.
He just dropped us off here. He He was over at
Sea Breeze?
Sea Wind.
Sea Wind, yeah. You know what I'm talking? What's his name? Barry?
No.
Barry, Larry, Jerry?
No, that was the white dude. He's coming to pick us up here at 11 o'clock anyways. He says you're his best friend.
Barton? No, no, not Barton. Barry.
He drives a white Corolla.
That is a big guy.
Big guy.
Yeah.
He's the chef.
Big guy, yeah. Yeah. That's where we were.
Yeah, but Claffy, he's kind of flat in here.
Yeah, man.
He says he's your best friend.
Yeah, he took his hair.
He's with a guy that's on vacation.
A guy with glasses. White guy.
His name's Larry. Barry. Says you guys used to get into trouble.
Yeah, man.
Like 20 years ago, you guys used to get into trouble.
Yeah, man.
Back in the day.
Lots of trouble.
Yeah. Lots of trouble, eh?
But yeah, he's coming here at 11 o'clock. Pick us up.
We're going to go to Jungle.
The Jungle.
You're going to be at Jungle?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to Jungle tonight.
All right, man.
I got to get there early then.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, man. Forget. You know what? To be honest with you, like...
You want to smoke this joint?
Yeah, let's smoke this joint.
Oh, fuck.
This podcast will be longer than an hour. But, like, seriously, man, when you come to Jamaica, man, you just talk to the people and, like... I have to say, like, I grew up in Sudbury... You know, sort of free, whatever that means at this point in time. And when you come to Toronto, you're very, it's like 9 to 5. When I mean 9 to 5, I mean like, actually like 9 to 7. You know, you're working like the longer hours trying to build a career. It's very busy. You're trying to make your mark in whatever industry it is that you're in, trying to make the mark, right? But like, when you come to Jamaica, you honestly have to pull it back a little bit. Pull out of this making money, you know, whatever else. When you're on vacation, you're on vacation. You know what I mean? Trust, it's hard to do it, man. It's hard to do it because people don't even hold the door open for you in Toronto. And I get that because they're busy, they're selfish. But here people actually, you know, I have truly to say that they're looking out for you.
Yeah, but
don't be naive. Obviously, don't be naive. But, like, you'll start to notice, like, if you go to a bar and you're chilling out at, like, your hotel bar, non-inclusive hotel bar, and you see someone chilling there, talk to the person, you know what I mean? They're a taxi driver. They own, like, the jet ski place, you know what I mean? They'll hook you up. They have friends, you know, walk along the beach, talk to people, say that you know, like, oh, I met this person so-and-so, you know? And you know what ended up is that we met someone way down the way on the 7 mile of Negril Beach. And they're actually
from
London, Ontario. They're actually best friends with the person who's staying at our hotel. So feel free to talk to the Jamaican people, the local people. Get the good deals, you know?
No, somebody told me this today, Star.
Listen, Star.
You understand me? You're only afraid of whatever you're afraid of. Now, I don't know if that is high speech. I don't know if that's high talk. But it made sense to me at the time. So don't be afraid of anything. Like, it's nothing. We're not staying on a resort. We're on our own path. Nobody fucks around with you. You do whatever you want to do.
I mean,
come on, people.
To be straight with you, you know, you have to be careful. No matter what you do, you have to be careful. No matter where you, Even if you're pulling out money at an ATM in Canada, I'm not too sure if other people in Canada do this, but I do this. I'm looking over my shoulder no matter where the hell I am. If I'm pulling out money out of a CIBC bank or out of whatever bank or wherever I am, TD, Montreal, whatever, Scotiabank, I'm looking at my soldier. Shoulder.
What the fuck, you high?
So I know and rob me, you know? And that's me in Canada. So just be aware how you're aware in Canada.
Be aware of your surroundings. You'll be fine.
Make some good people. You meet some good people. Make some good friends. And, you know, have a good time. No problem, man.
When I see the girl down there, she make my dick get hot.
Do we even tell that story yet or no?
We haven't even got up to that.
We haven't told the story about
rubbing. Oh, no, we got to the grill, we chilled out.
What's his name? Para?
Pommy. So we tell the guy at the hotel, we're like, we gotta get a taxi. He's like, okay, come with me. You don't call a taxi here. You just stand on the side of the road.
You wait upon the road.
And then any car can pick you up and fucking take you to where you want to be. And so we get a ride with this dude.
And never, sorry, Sitch, I don't mean to cut you off, but like, never pay by person. It's by ride total.
You don't pay. But make sure you ask. When somebody says, oh yeah, $7, and you're like, okay, sweet. And then they might be like, no, $7 per person. So make sure you always ask up front, like,
yeah,
yo, you talking like $7 all the way there or $7 per person?
But like the people who give you the good deals, it's not even good deals. The people who, the people who are honest with you and like give you like the right rates, it's not by person. You never pay for taxi by person. You pay by total ride time, you know, you feel me.
So everybody, we met this dude, Pommy. We're like, okay, Pommy.
Pommy.
He takes us to the club that we went to last night. I don't know what it's called, American Pie or Rooftop.
American Pie.
So we go by there. We hang out there. All black place.
Yo, man.
All locals.
All locals, chill. You're a tourist, you come there. They don't care.
They charge you $2 at the door, even though they don't charge anybody else.
Yeah, they may charge you like $2 to get into the door, but I mean, like, whatever. Like, $2 is nothing.
You understand the deal, so you just pay up and you go through. It's okay. But, you know, we leave there, we tell them, come pick us up at 2:30.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting, you know, black people time. I'm expecting colored people time. I'm expecting island time. It was total gridlock. I couldn't get through traffic, star. That's what I was expecting. Dude is there, fucking.
Yeah, he was there before he was supposed to be there. Yeah, we said 2:30, come pick us up. We said, hey, yo, Pammy, come pick us up at 2:30. Yeah, come at 2:20. And we looked out the window. He was there waiting for us, chilling. We're like, we just waved him down, be like, hey, yo, we're coming. He's like, you know, no worries. Come, take your time, you know? Like, so, from our place where we are right now, we stayed at the, I can't remember the name of the place we're staying at right now. Free
our
times?
Pastime.
Our pastimes. We're staying at Our Pastimes in the grill. And,
We stumble upon air by chance.
You stumble upon people by chance, and you meet good people, man. We've had a good experience, and I'm sure...
The lady gave us a good deal because we're nice people. We're nice Canadian boys. We're looking for our heritage.
That's right. That's right. Actually, yeah,
That's right.
Even before the whole tax ride, man, even just coming here and just meeting the manager and stuff, just actually sitting down with them and giving us a good deal, sitting down with them for dinner, talking with them for like an hour. You don't even realize an hour has gone by, and it's just, man, I love Jamaica, man. I love my heritage. I love where I'm from. I love my people. It's good here. It's good.
Just listen to James getting way deep.
And I'm getting deep, but I mean, like...
I love half of my family. I love half of my
But no, but for real, though, like, even... I know I'm coming here as a tourist. I may sound like a bigot or whatever the hell that is.
Oh, shit. But you love seeing no white people around.
Yes. There's something about going to a local club. sorry, our listeners. But there's something about going to a club and you're in a group of people... your people, out of many one people.
Oh, shit.
That's what they say, you know what I mean?
Out of many one people.
Out of many one people. That's what I'm thinking of, man. I'm getting that tattoo.
That's the motto.
That's my motto. I'm from Jamaica. There's been
of many one people.
Out of many. One people.
One people. You understand me?
We met this very, like, she's married, she has two kids.
It's beautiful.
Like, I'm breathless, even to just think it, just beautiful woman. Beautiful woman with two kids.
This girl that works there, she's so nice, she's so beautiful.
So nice.
She makes my dick get hard.
Come on, man, be nice. Yo, she's like, it's like, I just appreciate her so much. No, but for real, man, she was super.
I just don't know how to appreciate.
She should be a model. She's a beautiful woman.
I just don't know how to appreciate her.
Beautiful woman.
And then I looked at her and I realized, she is pretty epic.
She's pretty epic. But yeah, beautiful woman. She's married, obviously. Two beautiful kids. She's beautiful, like, you know, like,
sure, just everything from her is beautiful. I don't think she can make something not beautiful.
And like, she's just so nice with everything she's doing. She manages one of the beach bars here in Negril, and she's just so nice. And even, I mean, that place, man, we went to the place even at where we're staying at Toby's. Oh, not Toby's, sorry.
Our pasta.
At our pastime, man. They take care of you. The lobster dinner, I hear, is delicious. I haven't had it, but Jay has had it.
That's what I had last time.
And it was amazing.
It was good. I don't even fuck with lobster that tough, right? It ain't my thing, style.
They cook it for the whole day. That's the thing.
No, they
it's delicious.
They take
it's
it amazing. Fresh.
They catch it. They catch it fresh.
And then they cook it. And I was like, okay, well, I don't really like lobster. Like, it's not my number one food choice. I'm like, I would rather have something else than lobster. But then I looked at the menu and I was like, you want to know what? If I'm going to be here. I could eat, like, you know, the hamburger or the fucking jerk chicken or whatever. I could eat that every day.
Yeah.
But they only get the lobster only a couple times a week.
So. One time star.
So you got it. So I was like, you know what? Let me just get a taste of this lobster. And that's the first time I ate lobster like that. It was good.
Like fresh out of the ocean lobster. That's how good it was. It was delicious.
Hey, where does your lobster come from? Out there.
In the sea.
See the ocean?
But yeah, fresh. Yeah, like forget red lobster, man. This is fresh lobster from the ocean right here. It's beautiful. It's great.
So, everybody take a look at pictures on Facebook. I'll post all of the pictures that I can on I Got Issues Facebook page.
Yeah.
So, join up. I don't even really promote this or whatever because I really don't know what to think of this whole fucking podcasting thing. Like, it's I don't know if I should take it, like, super serious or if I should just continue to do it. Like, I do this just as a fun thing to do. It's a good way for me to see my boy James every week, and we can catch up, and we can talk, and we can have a good
time. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
And whenever I see James, my dick gets
that's so push sweet. Up your lighter.
I can't wait to get to the jungle tonight. Oh, I'm gonna, every girl that walks by, I'm going to be like, oh, my God, my dick gets
the funniest thing, man, we're at this club, American Pie. Yeah, was it American Pie?
Yeah.
Went to American Pie. Went to this bar, American Pie. So if you're in the grill, ask.
You can check it out, whatever. They'll take you whatever day of the week it is, they'll take you to the best spot.
Yeah, they'll take you to the best spot. But anyways, we went to this place called American Pie. It's within the city of Negril. Great place, cool place.
Whoa,
man, I don't even know what I was going to say.
It's all buju. It's all reggae.
No, yeah, sorry.
They throw in a little bit of top 40, but when the top 40 comes on, everybody leaves the dance floor.
Yeah. So oh, shit, that's what I was going
to
say. Yeah,
they get back to the reggae.
They get back to the reggae. They get back to the thing. And, like, when, like, you know, like when you're in Canada, right, and, like, one of your favorite songs comes on, you're like, oh, my God, it's so cool. This is so great. Oh, my God. I love this song so much.
Oh, my God. Is this fucking LMAFO again?
Oh, my God. Wiggle, I love wiggle,
this song. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah.
And like all the guys are like, hey, yo, bro, this is my song. Let me go get a girl right here. I'm going to dance with this girl right here. See that girl right there? I'm going to dance with that girl.
Hey, bro. Anyways. I'm going to go chop that broad over there, okay? I'm going to go give her my goddamn number, and then I'm going to give her my calculator. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Excuse me. When you're in Jamaica, and people hear their song, guys, girls, whatever, they just point to the DJ and they do like a gunshot. It is epic.
Shoot the DJ.
You shoot the DJ. It's funny because it's so like instantaneous, man. It's like everyone knows. It's like, oh my God, like
holy shit, this like, is the song. I can't believe
this is
playing.
This is the song, and like everyone in the club would just be like gunshot.
Everyone falls in. What the bum gonna get me playing this song and then my dick out.
Oh my God, that's exactly how it goes.
That's
but
exactly
like,
how it goes. It's
you just lick up sound, a shot, man. Lick up a shot to the DJ. They really do respect the DJs.
Look a shot up with him.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Yo, Star. They respect the DJs here for real, man. It's pretty cool, man. It's awesome.
And so we left there at the end of the night, and we got our boy Pommy to pick us up. So and Pommy, he was there. Yeah, he was there early. We get in the car. Some crackheads like, yo, give me some money for this. And I'm
we left. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, buddy, you know, I ain't got nothing right now. Sorry. He's like, yeah. And he started getting vexed with me. And what vex means for regular folk.
Rasta. Rasta who got
vexed. It means, like, he was getting fucking upset with me.
Yeah, he was getting pretty upset.
So the taxi's like, you know, everything's all right. You know, I'm just having a good time. So we get in the car. And then...
This was a mean Rasta. Most of the Rastas we met... Them good. Them cool. But this is a mean Rasta. Anyways, go on.
And then we were like, okay, well, like, where's the after spot to go? So he's like, oh, you want to go to striptease, but it ain't called striptease no more. Okay. You understand me? We now call it scrub-a-dub.
So you're thinking you're going to a spa. But really, this is no spa, man. Scrub-a-dub is not no spa, let me tell you.
We got a scrub-a-dub. Scrub-a-dub is a strip club.
And it's a Jamaican... It is different, man. And
girls take off their clothes in the club.
It is different. It's not like a North American... obviously, it's not like a North American strip club, but I mean, like, it's different, man. It's just like... The girls are just dancing five at a time.
It's like five girls dancing, yeah. Like in almost a cage.
It almost seems like Cirque du Soleil, but like, and like, actually, to be honest with you, the girls aren't naked.
But the thing is that we found out, we're like there, because listen, we're all about the experience. We got to go to every fucking level, all right?
Check it out.
We're not here to just fucking pussyfoot around. Listen, we're going to go
check. Oh, pussyfoot around, you see? Jamaican, all the Jamaican come out.
They call me Pretty Foot because I wear pretty socks. Anyways.
Everyone here in Jamaica has a nickname, by the way. This is
so, you know, we're going some places that normal people probably wouldn't go. We're at the strip club.
Yes, it's 3
o'clock
man.
In the morning. Our taxi driver, we bring him in with us because he's drinking. He doesn't. No one gives a fuck. Nah. Fucking Pommies. Yeah, I have a red wine. Give me a red wine, son. Come on.
Double strength. Double strength.
Oh, double strength. I have to drive these kids home. You know. They're down at the fucking Rio. That's where we gotta take them. Okay? You understand me?
My nigga, hot!
So I talked to this girl. And I swear to God. I swear on my children, Star. She danced upon me. She's like, I love your dick. Your dick is so hot! No joke!
Oh my god.
You'll have to hear the video clip. Yeah, I'll probably play it at the beginning of the show or something so everybody can get the inside joke because I can't play it after.
Otherwise, yeah, you won't get it. But. You won't get it. The video clip. It's a video clip. I don't know how, like, you know what.
I don't know how funny it is outside of this world.
No, but it's funny.
Listen, listen to that and he's just telling the stories like, oh yeah, my kids go to the biggest university. Yes, sir. They go to this one down there in Kingston. And then, okay. Oh, but I didn't tell you. When I was dancing with that girl, she come up on me. She's dancing. My dick get hard. She danced with me. No joke. She danced with me. She said, I love your dick. Your dick is so hard. Oh my god. It's
the
so
way he said it, man. Funny. The way. So
this just listen to the intro of the show. I'll put it up right at the intro.
Yeah.
And you won't get it then, but hopefully
you'll understand it now.
You'll understand. If you skip past it because you're a douche, then just fucking go back and listen to it. Listen, I'm not putting it at both ends.
But yeah, like, this is so Pommy, the guy that you heard at the beginning of this podcast, he was our driver.
Pommy.
Who drove us to American Pie and to the Scrub-a-Dub. And like I said, man, people, you'll meet people and you could feel their honesty, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Sorry.
$5 there, $5 back. That's a fucking ride.
So Google this. Google this. We're staying at, what's it called?
Our Pastime.
We're staying at Our Pastime Hotel in Negril, Jamaica.
And believe me, whatever you read about it, just Stay. It's good.
Just don't. Right. If you look up TripAdvisor and all that garbage, whatever. Don't read it.
I'm
whatever.
Drunk
it's a good place high. To stay. It's a good place to stay. Really good food. Amazing food. Good place. Good people. Good owners. But yeah. Anyways,
James.
It's $5. $5 to go to American Pie from where we are.
I'm either high or I'm fucking just got all of a sudden really drunk. I don't know.
It's the spot. We know what we should do.
It's a tussle.
I don't know, people, but I gotta say I've been eating like a madman here. I've been eating like nonstop.
Oh my god, look at that tree. That tree make my dick hard.
Yo, Jordan, man, if you listen to this now, I cannot get over the interview that you did, man. It was hilarious. Jordan, man, it was hilarious. The part when you said your buddy's name, or when your
where
buddy
you're talking
your
about
name,
your story about
doing
the
shrooms,
story you're talking
yeah.
about shrooms, yeah.
Dude, man, that was so funny. So this entire trip has all been just like that. It's like
Jordan.
It's like
James.
Man, this jerk chicken, I appreciate it so much. It's
so
good.
Appreciate the jerk chicken.
Don't know how to appreciate the jerk
and
chicken.
I realized
jerk chicken is pretty epic.
Jordan, you're
Jordan,
becoming
man,
a fucking phenomenon.
You are.
People
you are
down
hilarious,
in the
dude. You're hilarious.
You got Jamaican people saying your shit, buddy.
Yeah.
You're the man now.
I appreciate this jerk chicken so much. It's so good.
It's so good.
I realized that it was pretty epic.
I just don't know how to appreciate this weed. That's what we've basically been doing. We've been basically taking Jordan's fucking talk and
yeah.
then...
And just making it into
making
like
it into anything.
Yeah.
Jordan.
I just don't know how to appreciate the beach chair. I appreciate the beach chair so much. I
appreciate it so much.
Jordan.
Because it's a lie and not being the sand.
Jordan, man, when you listen to this, I think it's hilarious.
Shit.
Why did you did your buddy really say your name like that?
Jordan!
Like, Jordan. Listen to it. Anyways, listen to back to the podcast where we interviewed you. And I hope everything's going well. I hope your base level is at a higher base than ours. Because ours is pretty...
His serotonin's fucked. My serotonin's on another level. I got double the serotonin you got. But you want to know what? My serotonin make my dick hard.
Yo, you guys have to... We should probably... You know what? I'm gonna edit this so that every like 5 minutes, all you're gonna hear is
my
dick got hot, and it's not gonna be from me and Jay. It's gonna be from Pammy. I'm gonna edit this, and you know what? You're gonna be listening to this podcast. You're gonna be listening to it like right now, and you'll be like, why is it that every 5 minutes that it just cuts out?
My
and
dick
just,
got hot.
Yeah, and cuts back in. This is the reason why, because it is hilarious. It is hilarious. If you
and this is our taxi driver that took us to a strip
This is a taxi
club.
Driver, man.
In the middle of the fucking morning. Like,
yeah.
People are like, you went there? That's fucking not smart.
Oh, shit. That's the other thing, man. I gotta say, man. We went this
went
place.
To
we went
that
this
aren't the smartest places to be.
We went to this place, a local place called, as I mentioned before, it's called American Pie.
American Pie.
Cool place to go to. There's locals there, and there's also tourists there. But I mean, like, we were...
white girls.
Ayo,
oh,
excuse me.
That's another podcast right there. We stayed there till about, like, 2:30. And it didn't really close down, but it was getting a little bit slower. But anyways, went to a place called Scrub-A-Dub, and you could still drink after 2:30. And I know in Canada, like, the cutoff time is 2 o'clock. So here in Jamaica, man, we went to the other place. It was, like, 2:30 in the morning. And we were still going, and it wasn't a big deal. People were still serving us. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like circulative. It wasn't like an after hours bar. It was just like a straight up like cool place. We just hung out and just chilled. It was cool. So yeah, it was cool, man. Come to Jamaica. I understand like a lot of times people come here because they're going to a wedding or whatever else, and they're still staying on all inclusive, but. It's really not that big of a deal, man. When you come to Jamaica, you either land in Montego Bay or Kingston. When you land in Montego Bay, you can get like a cheap room, maybe like for one night, one, two nights, check it out, Montego Bay. You can rent a car. Just remember you drive on the left-hand side of the road. And you just go on over to Negril. Going over to Negril, Negril is like way more of like a relaxation type of a place where you just chill out and just, I don't know, just have more of a good time, I guess. It's more of like a vacation type of a place. But, yeah, that's pretty much the deal, man. Just come to Jamaica, enjoy yourself, and it really is about enjoying yourself. If you have like a lot of problems at home, you're struggling, you can't think straight, whatever else, come to Jamaica, man, and just let everything go. It's a good time. It's a good place to be, able to think, be able to relax. It's just good times, man. Good times. Let me see. Good times. Me no lie. You know, listen. Me no lie. Yeah, man. Good times. I guess everyone doesn't usually listen to, like, hear me or, like, listen to me. It's usually, like, Jay. This is Jay. And you know what? I gotta say, I read some of those comments, and I have to say they're good comments. Shit. They're good comments.
Are you going in hard?
No, I'm not going in hard. I don't mind the comments, because comments are good, especially when people leave their names anonymous, right?
I love when, listen, comments.
Comments make my dick hard!
Yeah, but comments are good, though. It's good to hear what people are thinking, what people understand, what people think, you know, the podcast is. It's good.
How much people hate me, that I'm an uneducated bastard.
Uneducated bastard. That's right, son. No, I don't think it. So. Oh, shit. What happened? Is that that?
Did you touch it?
I don't know. I might have. No, my.
No, boy, you didn't ruin a thing. Just leave it like that, sir, okay?
Shit, man. No.
Fucking blood clot to you.
iPod, man. Too iPhone. Too productive for me, man. Too high class, man. Anyways, Jamaica's a good time, good place to be. I have to say, even though this may sound like this whole podcast might sound pretty funny and it's like 51 minutes into it, and I'm not sure how many people actually listen.
We're in 51 minutes and haven't even said anything.
I don't know how people, how far, 52 minutes right now, people listen to this, but I have to say that coming here and just experience what I'm experiencing, the people, talking to people.
Buy the weed, pay a little bit more, don't fucking try to get yourself killed by saving yourself $10, who gives a shit? Give them the money, who cares? They'll give you some dope weed that you won't be able to fucking handle anyways. Like, we're already fucking pretty much through the whole sack of weed. We bought weed. I'm not going to not say that we didn't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mom.
Who's saying
sorry, Dad.
To?
I'm sorry, your family that listens to this. We bought a bunch of marijuana. I apologize. But you're going to be here. Listen, I want to embrace the entire culture. So I don't smoke weed at home, so I'm going to chill out. Hey, man. When I smoke weed here, my dick gets hot.
Yo, you guys got to listen to that thing. I'm going to pop that in every 5 minutes, man. I'm telling you, every 5 minutes, I'm going to pop that inside of there. It's just hilarious. This guy, the taxi driver, was hilarious. But I feel at home, man.
But no, we're in a good spot.
I feel good. It feels good. It feels nice.
It feels really nice when everybody is so hospitable. The people, even like random local people, like I stepped on this guy's shoes and I was like, holy shit, like I just stepped on all over your shoes. And he looked at me like, what the fuck, you just stepped on my clean shoe? And I was like, listen, everything's alright.
Me do a shoe shine. You're from Canada, you know. You don't know, you're from Canada.
But everything's all right.
Everything is good.
I would recommend coming to Jamaica any time that you want. I cannot recommend a resort because I've never stayed on one.
Yeah, staying at the hotels is good enough, man.
I probably will never go to an all-inclusive unless I like have to go for somebody's wedding.
Yeah,
or something
for some wedding
like
or something. Yeah,
but it's, you can spend the same amount of money and get 10
more
times
experience.
More experience.
Yeah.
And, like, we haven't even really even tapped the tip of the iceberg or whatever the fuck the saying is. I'm sorry to James Stein. You have to listen to this. This is an embarrassment.
I totally forgot my dad would be listening to any of this. You know what? I might just play him that 5 minutes, be like, hey, yeah, Dad, this is the podcast. It's only 5 minutes long. It's just from me here and here.
He won't know. I apologize, but everybody, step your game up, come to Jamaica. Okay.
No joke.
You understand me?
No joke.
You understand me?
You no joke.
Okay. Pondy River. When you come to Jamaica, you get off the plane, you dick it. I don't know if that'll ever get...
I don't know if people even understand that joke, man. Like, but like, if you were there at that point in time, it was so funny, man. It was...
Everything is so fucking... Oh, I hate even swearing. It's such a terrible habit.
How do you mean swearing?
But listen, I swear a lot sometimes, and I don't even know why, because I don't really swear all that much. I try to be a gentleman. But
hospitable?
Man. Sometimes when I swear, my dick gets hard. And you want to know, that joke will never end for me or James, because...
That's so funny.
That is it's like something that you cannot even create. Like, this is a moment that we're creating right now.
Yeah, this is... We're living it right now, man.
And I really want... Like, one of my major things is that I've completely changed my whole entire lifestyle. From, like, not ever wanting to travel. I'm like, listen, I'm from Canada. People come from all around the world.
Yeah, you just forget about Canada. You don't even think about people. So it's
like, listen, this is a great fucking country, and I love it. But I decided I got to travel a little bit. And I wanted to go and travel, and now that completely changed everything. Like, I'm more interested in seeing other people's cultures than anything else. And,
yeah.
You know, some things I won't even understand, some things I won't like, whatever, but it's still
you
interesting
experience
just
it, man.
To fucking go. Like, just like last night when we were like, let's go to the strip club, and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't, like, feel, I didn't feel up for it at all, man. I wasn't down for it at all. I felt like, awkward.
Well, listen, you went to it, we did it.
We did it?
And
it wasn't bad at all.
Now you can say, for whatever, like, at least you've done it.
Yeah.
By not doing something, it's just...
You limit yourself in a way.
Chopping yourself off at the limbs. Just do everything. Try to get into as many.
Yeah.
I like to get myself in as many fucking uncomfortable and awkward situations, because when you're in a situation where you don't know anybody, or you're by yourself, or whatever the situation might be, where you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When you get to be uncomfortable, that's when you get to really find out about yourself. Like,
yeah.
You can use it as a self-learning tool rather than just being uncomfortable. Like, I take being uncomfortable as, like, okay, what the fuck is going on? Like, I really don't like this shit.
Yeah.
Like, now
and
I know,
it
like...
Starts, it wasn't like you're pushing your limits to, like, get comfortable with something that you're not used to.
But at the same time, like, you know, I don't like this fucking situation, so I either have to make a choice. I won't put myself in it.
Yeah.
Or I will and I'll deal with it, I guess. I guess that's the only alternative.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you have to.
Listen, it's good to be uncomfortable sometimes. You just really have to
break that comfort mode. It's not mean, you know, it's so weird. Like,
yeah,
once you
break your mode of comfortability,
you realize,
like,
it's like, wow, it's not even that big of a deal at all.
Mm. Like, listen, I traveled by myself for a couple of months, and I'd never gone anywhere by myself before.
And you know what happened?
And I had the greatest time that I've ever had in my entire life.
Man, if I travel by myself, shit.
You would have the greatest time.
My dick get hard!
Oh, shit. I get to Thailand, my dick get hard.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Oh, you guys gotta listen to this taxi driver conversation. It was so funny. This is what the dude said to us, man.
I'm so...
so funny.
I'm really drunk, or I'm really high, or...
I wouldn't mind getting something to eat.
I don't even think it can move. I'm fucked.
That's the plan right there.
I'm so fucked right now.
Foodie. You know, you get no foodie.
I thought I was going to be able to drink all night. Man, I can't do that. I'm so fucked.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. This is so funny.
Holy fuck. When I drink like this much, my dick is hot.
Oh my god, taxi driver was so funny, man.
Pommy.
Yo, Pommy.
Pommy. I think it might be this rum punch.
Yeah, like, I think so. I'm cutting back. I'm good.
We walked for like a long time on the beach, like an hour or longer. And We went to a couple different spots. We stopped a lot along the way, and we ended up getting to the last spot, and we had some drinks there, and everything was great. But
ew,
shit changed.
Let's go downstairs.
Shit. And we go downstairs, we can't bring drinks, we gotta buy them.
I'll hook us up.
Oh, fuck.
Let's get something to eat, some coffee.
I shouldn't have smoked that joint.
Coffee, food, and some alcohol, and then we'll be ready to go.
But guys, I just can't appreciate.
I appreciate our listeners so much.
I appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate you listening. I didn't even realize my listeners are pretty epic. I appreciate you guys so much.
I love everybody that listens.
That's so funny.
I'm sorry if this was boring. I'm not on my A game. I'm barely even conscious right about now.
And listen, he's in Jamaica. He's on his J game, you know.
You understand me?
You understand me. You're not here. You're not here.
Okay.
He's on his J game. All right.
We're gonna no longer call him J.
No,
call him J. In Jamaica, we call him Jason the Sensation.
You know what, man? When we come to Jamaica, no one has a real name here. Everyone in Jamaica has a nickname.
Hey, what's your nickname, Neil? Carlos. What kind of nickname is that?
Hey, yo, Charles, what's your nickname?
Steve.
Steve? It's like, what? It's like, you know, we have a friend. You know, one time he come and play soccer. He wear a pink sock. We call him Pretty Foot.
And his name... To this day... 20 years later,
20 years we still later.
Call him Pretty Foot.
Dude's name is Pretty Foot.
Foot was so pretty.
Because he has pretty socks on.
Holy fuck.
We need to start doing that more in Canada, I think. Start calling people by their nicknames instead of the real names.
I'll take my nickname, Shithead. All right, everybody. I love you. Much love. One love.
Jay is comatose right now.
I'm so fucked.
This is your Jamaica experience. Jamaican weed, man.
This is not how Jamaican weed's supposed to go down stack. Okay. Jamaican weed's supposed to make it... Later, don't get anyone pregnant. Peace.
Oh my God, so funny. Oh my God. So fucked. It's so such a good time, man.
Alright.
Alright, peace out.
Good night, everybody.
Peace. Have a good night. Come to Jamaica.